Wake up with Robbie and Wendy for breakfast.
I'm here because we as consumers have to shift and change our behaviour around food waste, and we're launching a magnificent campaign. That we have to launch is tragic, but it's Fight Food Waste.
Fight Food Waste. Mm. Well, you know, of course, that Ronnie, back in 2004, she started the food sharing organisation Oz Harvest, and she's been battling away ever since. But Ronnie, I mean, we still, here in Australia, 4 million tonnes of food wasted at a cost of $20 billion every year. And it's no good whinging about the supermarkets, is it? And it's no good whinging about this or that. It's us.
It is us. And if we shift and change our behaviour, then not only will we, as a household, save money, we could save, every household could save, the research shows us, over $3,500 a year, because we are wasting one in five shopping bags that we buy.
Now, Ronnie, I was just saying before we came on air here, Robbie, that Ronnie and I were having a bit of a walk down memory lane about how our grandmas and our mothers used to serve dinner and all the household habits. And the thing that I am struck by is that this has changed in my lifetime, Ronnie. You know, what did your mum tell you about eating everything on your plate?
She told me to eat every single thing on my plate because there were people starving in China. Now, you need to know from my accent, I was born in South Africa. How insane is that? I mean, any South African.
But did it work? Did it work?
It worked, but I always used to say, well, how will I get my peas that I don't want to eat to China?
That's right.
I know, I remember that exact same conversation. But get me the post pack and let's put it in.
Exactly.
But the other thing too was that I know that some households, they pretty much knew what they were going to cook, didn't they?
Yes, we used to know. Our parents, our mums made a list and they'd go shopping for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And actually that is one of the hints that today we share, that first of all, you know, much like the Slip Slop campaign, we're trying to get people to think about look, buy, store, cook. Because if you look what's in your fridge and in your cupboards, then you won't buy things that you've already got. If you actually buy what you need and not what you think you need, so you make a list, then you'll have what you need. If you store it properly and then cook it and eat it. So that's what our grandparents used to do.
Which is pretty basic stuff, and yet we've lost a lot of that, haven't we?
Give me those four again. I'm going to write them down.
Wonderful. Look, buy, store, cook.
Look, so that's buy, store, and cook.
That's the mission for this campaign, that if each of us did that, we'd save ourselves money, we'd save Australia $20 billion worth of food going to waste, which we could then redirect to fabulous causes. And we would feel better about ourselves and it wouldn't be costing the earth, which is where we're at today.
Yeah. Ronnie, how's Oz Harvest going? I mean, it's been such a huge success story, hasn't it?
Look, it is. You know, I never set it up so that one day I'd say we are the biggest food rescue organisation in the world. I want to put us out of business. And hopefully,
is that right? Are you the biggest in the world?
Well, we're pretty damn big.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
we're
okay.
Not the biggest in the world, because even if you think about America or New York, the scale.
Yeah, okay.
But we're pretty effective. And, of course, I like to say that we're the best at what we do, given that, I guess, in 14 years we've delivered the equivalent of 86 million meals. You know, we rescue about 120 tons of food a week, but it's awful. I mean, it's awful that we're doing that, but at least we can redirect that food to vulnerable people.
How's the rescue supermarket going? Because I visited that. Was it last year when it opened?
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah,
oh,
and it was really amazing and very popular too.
Look, it still is. We get about 300 people a day.
Just describe how it works.
And where is it again?
It's on Anzac Parade in Kensington, New South Wales, so Sydney. On a daily basis, what Oz Harvest does is rescues good food from supermarkets, from anywhere in the food supply chain. And one of the outlets for us now is this free, beautiful supermarket. It's a pop-up, but we've been given the space for another year. And in that space, the motto is take what you need and give if you can. So you don't have to give money, but at the end of your shop, there isn't a cash register. There's a beautiful box that says for every $2 donated to Oz Harvest, we can deliver four meals. Mm-hmm. And we have raised money over the last year. And now, actually, extraordinarily, one of our major supermarkets, Woolworths, has seconded us a supermarket manager, which is a beautiful thing to run it more effectively and efficiently. And it is fulfilling a need. We will never compete with major supermarkets with this little space.
But what am I going to find when I go in there, Ronnie?
It depends what day you go in and it depends what we've rescued. Mm-hmm. There might be fresh fruit and veg. There might be dry goods. There might be a bit of everything.
Chocolates and sweets and all kinds of crazy stuff.
It's an example of what mm-hmm. we rescue every day.
What do you think of the idea that Tesco's, I think it is, yeah. might be looking at getting rid of use-by dates and Woolworths here too?
It's totally brilliant. We've been working and are working to pitch to shift and change use-by date labelling. People don't understand it. And on the 10th of June, take a yogurt that is perfectly good and throw it away without ever opening it because it says 10th of June. It's crazy.
And, yeah, we were talking about this the other day, that use-by dates were only invented in the 70s anyway as a way of storing products on a shelf. So
absolutely. We don't understand them. They're outdated. It would be much better to say when a product has been produced or when it's been packaged. So we got reminded and could use our own innate common sense, which we've forgotten how to use.
The sniff test.
Exactly what our grandmothers used.
But there you go. You've been working in the macro sense, if you like, Ronnie, with these big organisations. But you want to take the fight down now into the kitchen. Who do you want to get hold of and give a bit of a shake to? Is it the younger generation? Is it mums and dads? Who are you after with
this?
You
know what? It's each and every one of us that actually on a daily basis eats, shops, and needs to understand the value of food. So this is the first time OzHarvest has actually targeted consumers directly. Mm-hmm. For the first 14 years, we've really been targeting business. We now have over 3,500 businesses on board who donate their food. But quite honestly, until such time as you, me, our children, and their children shift and change behavior, nothing is going mm-hmm. to change.
And we are disconnected, especially in town, about the cost of food, aren't we?
Absolutely. We throw away an apple and we don't think about the energy, the water, the labor that it costs to produce that apple. It isn't just the 60 cents or the dollar that apple might cost. Yeah.
Tell us about the film, Ronnie.
Oh, the film.
The film, life in cinema.
Look, the film was an accident as far as I'm concerned, but wonderful to highlight food waste. So Dan Goldberg, the producer, came to us and said, we want to do a film on food waste, which we welcomed. And then somewhere along the way, he said, we need a character. And I looked around and said, I don't understand what you're talking about. And he said, we need a protagonist and we're going to follow you for this next period. Mm. And so for me, the challenge is really the story's hugely important. I'm used to telling the story, not being the story. But actually, this film is named Food Fighter, and it follows, I guess, my journey over the last couple of years.
She's a movie star now.
All right, let's have a little listen to it.
Globally, a third of all food is going to waste. And it's inhumane. I've done this because government hasn't. They have completely let the people of Australia down. There are millions of kids that don't have food. It is moving beyond words.
In the UK, with Jamie, Camilla's the patron.
We should keep reminding ourselves that great change is happening.
It is time to disrupt. I will continue to fight this battle. This will be my life's work. I could never have known what this journey that I was embarking on then would lead me to. There's only one way we're going to change it, and it's one person at a time.
Wake up with Robbie and Wendy for breakfast. Ooh.